views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready to experience the truth. Welcome to Truth Talk Radio with your host, Deb Acker. Truth Talk Radio is a hit show that will illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. Unleash your intuitive nature while Deb helps you stop looking outside yourself for value and happiness, breakthrough patterns, and move into your authentic truth at lightning speed. Truth Talk Radio will leave you feeling lighter, help you live with more presence, passion, and clarity, and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Now here's your host, Deb Acker.
Hello, everyone. I'm Deb Acker, and you are listening to Truth Talk on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with me for the next hour as I help you experience the truth, nothing but the truth. Each month on the first and third Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'll be talking about the most recent energies coming through and interviewing some of the most gifted, inspiring, and unique souls, speakers, and authors, all to help you to move into more light, love, and of course, truth. And before we get started today, I'd like to start out today's show with an intention. And my intention for today's show is that everyone that needs to hear this conversation hears it, and that you leave with an open heart to your challenges, with the clarity you need to take care of yourself and do what's best for you, even if it's out of your norm. And so with that, you know, the title of today's show is Why You May Be Struggling Right Now, and most importantly, what you can do about it. And so, first of all, I want to talk about this because, you know, I've been talking to a lot of people, myself included, and there's a very prevalent energy on the planet right now where things are just falling apart. So, first of all, I want to say, like, if you're one of these people, know you're not alone. Know that this is all for your divine good, even if you're not feeling that right now. And know that things are unfolding and unraveling so that they can come forward in a even bigger, more amazing, and so you can step forward into a bigger, even more amazing place. And so let's talk about this a bit, really. So first of all, to talk to you about what's happened to me in the last few weeks, I've had my own version of this. So in the last few weeks, about 2 weeks ago, I received a letter in the mail that I was getting audited. And it's actually not too big of an audit, but it was sort of something that kind of took me out of, threw me off a little bit. The next day, within 24 hours, I actually was in a car accident, and I'm fine. You know, my car is obviously just in the shop, and I'm totally fine and totally grateful that I'm okay. Everyone that was in the accident was okay. So a couple of things happened there. And then about a week later, so last week was my birthday a week ago, or last Saturday, whatever day we're on. So it was my birthday about last Saturday, and I'm in my last year in my 30s, which is super fun. And about a few days before that, I was talking on the phone to one of my coaches. I have such amazing coaches in my life. And I was talking on the phone with one of my coaches, and one of my questions that I always ask her about is love in my life. And, you know, those of you guys who know my journey and who've been following me for a while know that, just like you guys, you know, I'm on my own path. I've been doing a ton of work to self-love. So I've stepped in this beautiful place of self-love. And, you know, I feel this person coming closer, but, you know, I've been saying that for quite some time. And so I asked her about it, and her response wasn't what I expected. And what ended up happening is I just had a total meltdown, a total breakdown. And, you know, the awareness that came to me from what she said and her response was, you know, one piece of it was that actually, like, I kind of feel ashamed to be single, you know, just like many people who, you know, when we end up in these phases of our life, right? I know that I picked to get married later in my life. I know that I picked, that I knew that, you know, I picked to kind of have a lot of challenges early on, and then to take those challenges and then, you know, obviously do the work, you know, unravel, you know, everything that had happened to me, step into that place of self-love, and then kind of step into and partner with this, and you know, another amazing being. And I know I didn't set it up for someone specific, so I know that I knew I was meant to, destined to have an amazing relationship, and yet it didn't set it up for someone to specifically, for it to be anyone in particular. And with that said, you know, I like, as I was getting, like, I feel like I'm getting closer to that. And what I'm realizing, though, is I had the shame around being single. And so last week, you know, during my meltdown, I had to just kind of go to that place within me that was hurting from this, right? Hurting from the fact that, you know, like, I've actually done the work, and where is this person? And I'm putting myself out there. And I even was a bit frustrated because I, you know, I'd started putting myself out there in other ways and was talking to someone that we were connecting. And I didn't feel like he was like, you know, the one or the partner, but I felt like it was somebody I wanted to connect with. And my guides were very clear, like, stop where you are. And I was like, okay. So, you know, I kind of thought, okay, you know, they're saying this, you know, like, that I'm in the right direction, and I don't need to kind of take superfluous action for that to happen. And so, you know, with that being said, I just want to acknowledge I'm with you too. I get that, like, many things are falling apart, and many of the illusions that we are stepping into. So for everyone that is listening today that, you know, like I said, has had sort of like these breakdowns, right? Meltdowns, breakdowns, things are just sort of falling by the wayside. You don't get why, like, all these things are happening. What's happening on the planet is that all of the things that are representative of the illusion are coming to face us head on. And what I mean by that is they're coming so that they can actually be shifted, be cleared, so that we can step into more of our true selves. You know, there are many light workers out there, you know, myself included, who, you know, we're coming here on this planet right now to be our biggest and best versions of ourselves. And that means that the things that are not working for us are the pieces of our quote unquote our shadow, which I know I've talked about before. I don't even really believe in a shadow, right? Because it's all wholeness. It's all our love. It just sort of is covered up, right? But, you know, these pieces of our shadow, or these things that we're not willing to look at, or these things that are basically we feel ashamed about, the things that are our biggest, you know, biggest pains in life, all those are coming forth so that we can actually face them head on. Because we cannot do the work in the world if we have not faced our stuff. And so, you know, I had a friend that I was talking to the other day, and she was talking to me, you know, she's a mom of four. And she was talking to me about how she, you know, was struggling because she's got this business she's running and it's not doing as well as she'd like. And, you know, she basically is in a place in her life, again, the breakdown, she's in the place in her life where she doesn't even want to get out of bed. And she said it's very much not like her, you know, not who she normally is. And she's feeling a lot of guilt because she knows she wants to be able to be there for her family. She's feeling like she should be pushing forward. She should be putting more effort and more time into her business. And, you know, I want to say, like, sometimes the universe is giving us, like, you know, when all of this stuff in the last couple of weeks happened to me, time and time again, I had to allow myself to fall apart so that I could step into more, right? I had to allow myself to sit with what was up for me, to sit what was coming up for me, to sit with my fear. You know, after the accident, I was shaking for like half an hour. And then since then, periodically, basically almost every night when I go to bed, I still feel that same energy. And, you know, part of that, I believe, is the trauma releasing from my body. But, you know, we have to be willing. You know, we're so used to kind of covering it up or focusing on doing to try to, like, you know, pretend it's not there or to try to, quote unquote, move through it. And the energy right now is calling forth us to be able to just to sit with it, just to stop trying to cover it up, to stop trying to protect ourselves. For those of you guys who are not part of my community, my email community, I had sent out an email today around the ways that we protect ourselves. And, you know, many times we're looking at, you know, we look to kind of fill the space. It's a way that we sort of, you know, we go in and we're like, okay, I'm going to cover this up. I'm going to just move forward. I'm going to push forward. I'm going to go into that doing space. And we don't sit with what's really up for us. And, you know, I'm here to tell you what the universal energies are calling us forth to right in this moment is to trust. It's to let go. And it's to surrender. You know, and as part of that, I want to talk more about that, but as part of that, it's important to see that even though something or something, you know, you're resisting something or you don't want something to happen or something happens to you that you don't like, you know, like for me, like I said, with, you know, say for instance, the audit, right? Can you find the good or the opportunity in what's happening? So, for example, the audit for me, you know, I was resistant of it and it's taking, you know, extra time away from the things I want to be doing. And I'll tell you, last week, like, I didn't even realize I had so much, you know, I still had stuff from my old job, right? And so as I was going through, you know, the documents and pulling out what I needed to pull out, I was like, oh my gosh, here's an opportunity for me to clean out the things that are old energy, the things that I no longer need. And I literally shredded about, you know, 5 bags of garbage, just literally of recycling, just literally going through this. So there was an opportunity for me to clean out any of the old. And I really think that that's, you know, whether it's, you know, you going through an audit or not, I really feel like that's a huge part of the energy, right? Clean up the old stuff, you know, and your old ways of being so that you can step into the new you, step into that new space, step into more of your power, step into and own that. So it's important to look like what places in your life maybe are you ashamed of? Like, you know, like what are the things in your life that you're scared that that someone could find out about you or you're scared to share with another? You know, where are you scared to be vulnerable in your life and to start looking at those? You know, and you can look at them before they come to a head, right? Like, you know, you don't have to get an accident for you to like be willing to look at those energies and really look at what's the next step for you? Where are you being called? I will say the way the energy reads, or at least my understanding of the way that the energy reads, is these energies, at least for the next couple of weeks or 2 or 3 weeks, they're going to be coming up. So just be forewarned. I was joking and saying, I'm like, I'm not going to leave my house for the next couple of weeks, which obviously is a joke. But in all seriousness, like, start to look at it, own it. Look at it for the opportunity that it is, right? And allow it to show you more of yourself. I will say that energetically, when I cleared the next layer of, you know, the shame around being single, the person's energy who I've been feeling, you know, in my life got stronger. So I will say, you know, whether like I truthfully, my guides are not saying too much to me about this. And I feel like even though I don't feel like it's fully serving me or I want more information or I want more answers, I will say as well that I know from the higher perspective that it is serving me, that sometimes having too much information, we block ourselves from like the magic and the miracles and all the things that are wanting, you know, to come in and come through. And so, you know, part of what I addressed in the article that I sent out today, and it's on my blog, you know, you can go to just deborahacker.com/blog and you can find it there. But one of the things that I addressed, you know, in the article is the way, you know, especially being intuitive, and even if you're not intuitive, many times we go and we look at something and we look at, will this be successful? Will I be successful if I send this email? Will I be successful if I go on this date? Right? And truthfully, we're looking at it from the wrong perspective. Because the thing is that, you know, from the higher perspective, again, there's no good or there's no bad, right? And so instead of looking at it from this perspective of will I be successful, you have to look at it from the space of I am saying yes to this thing that I'm wanting, and then the universe gets to work out what that looks like. And so, you know, there's this fine balance between being a victim and surrender in your life, right? And, you know, I've kind of been in an inquiry, I should say, about this, right? Because, you know, there's ways that we can be victim in our life where we don't take any action and we're like, oh, universe, you know, it's interesting because a few weeks ago, I was thinking of this story. This is such an amazing analogy, but the analogy was brought through around waiting, like, you know, like you're the damsel in distress and waiting for the universe to rescue you. And I think that that's such a, like, perfect analogy, right? Because, you know, here we are in this, in these energies. And if you're not taking steps forward, you don't have to know what the right step is, but it's important that you keep taking steps forward and you listen to the energy. So when the energy is calling you to relax, to surrender, to sit still, sometimes stillness is your next step, right? So it's important to understand, and it's important to really tune in to those places where you know, you're being asked to sit still. And if you're not comfortable sitting still, that's also really good information, right? That's also even more reason as to why you just need to sit with it. You know, I know the trauma that I've been experiencing from the accident and my body shaking, I can tell you, like, I'll sit in bed and I'll just sit with it, right? I don't try to, you know, move out of it. I don't try to figure out, well, I have tried to figure out what it is, but I try to just sit with it as much as possible, right? And just sit. It's like, okay, like, this is up. It's up for a reason. Maybe, you know, I have an awareness around a past life that I had where I, you know, I had family members in my car, and I think that they, like, I survived and they didn't, you know, quote unquote survived. But, you know, so definitely accidents for me bring up that energy. But I can tell you, know, like, just allowing yourself to sit with whatever is present for you and not trying to cover it up or protect yourself from feeling it. You know, another example actually that came up with one of my clients today that I actually didn't mention in my blog post around protecting ourselves is the way that we, you know, so many times, like, so there's a client of mine who is dating this guy, and she literally was having this negative self-talk of, like, he doesn't like me, I'm not good enough for him. And so that's another way in our life where we protect ourselves, right? Where we're like, okay, I'm gonna reject me. So before he, you know, this person ever gets the chance to reject me. And it's important to notice whether you're doing that in your job or doing that in relationship or, you know, whatever area of your life, it's important to notice if you're doing that and to go in and ask yourself, what are you scared of? What are you scared that, you know, like, why are you feeling the need to talk to yourself like that? But most importantly, what are you scared will happen, right? Because you're obviously trying to protect yourself from something, right? Protect yourself from some part of you that's like, I'm not good enough and I know I'm going to get rejected, so I'm going to protect myself from that. And in the process, like, she actually ended up kind of semi-creating that because basically he ended up kind of reiterating the exact, you know, the exact conversation she was having with herself. He ended up reiterating in, you know, to her recently. And so, and they're trying to work it out and everything, but it's one of those things where, first of all, a collective oneness, if you're saying something to yourself, even if you never say it out loud to that other person, because we're all connected at some point, and just because also too, our higher self knows how we need to show up for other people, even though we're not conscious of it, most of the time you're going to end up, whether it's in that situation or a situation moving forward, you're going to end up, because you're putting that out there, you know, that energy out there, you're going to end up creating that over and over and over again. And so, you know, that's something just really, really important to keep in mind. And so I actually, you know, I had another past client of mine, she had emailed me today. And she was asking me, you know, it was in relation to the Protecting Ourselves blog that I had written, but she had asked me all about how we, you know, she was talking about her daughter, and she was talking about, you know, her daughter having a partner and the timing being off. And she was asking about, you know, she just asked me, the question she gave me was, what can you address today on the basis of timing and knowing when to wait? So her question on timing and knowing when to wait was related to her daughter meeting this person who she feels is her soulmate, and yet the timing is off, and what to do about that. And so I want to touch base on this because I think it's so important that we recognize, you know, especially in relationships. So this energy is coming up over and over and over again, right? The places where we get attached, you know, we tend to many times, and I find this as well for myself, where we'll get attached to somebody as our partner. And it's not to say that they could be our partner and they could not be our partner, right? But we tend to, again, it's a way that we feel safe where we attach to another person, you know, or to them as a solution. So we feel safe within ourselves, like, okay, is this going to work out? This is going to work out. And that's a way, again, that we tend to try to partner to sort of within ourselves, like, you know, again, create that safety, create that comfort, create that, you know, that sense of, you know, being held, right? And so to basically to touch base on this question of, on the basis of timing and knowing when, you know, knowing when to wait. It's so important when you find yourself attached to somebody being your partner or to an outcome happening that you, and I know for so much, it's so interesting because when I was in my 20s and even into my early 30s, every time I would date somebody and I would find that attachment and my friends, you know, I'd want to know, is it going to work out? And my friends would be like, you need to let go. You need to let go. And I know hearing it didn't exactly help. So I'm going to honor, you know, as I say this, that could also be a possibility. But, you know, it's so important to let go of that as an outcome. It's important to redirect your energy, to redirect where you are so that you're not, like, so what ends up happening when we are focused on another being kind of, you know, being the solution, or when we're focused on getting something to be the solution to our problems, is our energy, we leave ourselves, right? You know, because the truth of the matter is that we are whole, perfect, and complete, and perfectly imperfect, right? Just as we are, right? But what ends up happening when we look at it that way, or when we attach to something or someone to, you know, to save us, to rescue us, is we leave ourselves. And so it's really, really important that if you find yourself attached to something happening, something occurring, attached to a certain partner, having a certain partner, that you bring yourself back to you, that you return to you. And one simple thing I always say, I always give to my clients, and in my workshops, in my Love, Light, and Abundance Energy Clearing workshops, which, by the way, are going to be the next workshops. I'm going to be in Arizona in a week and a half. So if you're out in the Arizona area, I'll be out in Scottsdale, and I will also be in Sedona. If you are out in the Arizona area, please come join me. This class is going to be amazing. Both of them are. So I definitely invite you to come join me. But I talk about this in my workshops. And basically, a piece of that is all about filling yourself up with you, refocusing on you. What am I feeling right now? What am I scared of right now? Right? You know, this question now has come up a couple of times, even just in the last 25 minutes of the show. But it's really, really important for you to find out. It's like, why do I need to know that this is going to work out? What am I scared of if this doesn't work out, right? And one of the things that I'm hearing, and it's up for me, it feels like it's related to the person's daughter who asked me this question, and it feels like it was related to one of the clients I was working on today. There are many of us have that fear of being alone, right? So we fill the space with, like, this is going to be my person. Because we're scared, you know, it feels safer, or it feels this way that, like, okay, I can guarantee I'm not going to be alone. And the truth of the matter is that there are no guarantees. I want to say that again because I think it's just really important. There are no guarantees. And part of the ride and embracing the ride, that's part of the fun of life, right? Not knowing what's around the corner, not knowing what's going to happen, not knowing, you know, what magic and what miracles around the corner. And so there's this space that, you know, and we're going to do a clearing at the end of the show. So definitely stay with us. But, you know, I say with us, me and my guides. But the truth of the matter is that there's a space within us that we have to move into that trust. It's like blind faith, you know, it's like you don't know, right? I mean, I can tell you I have, rooted deep within me, and in any coach I've ever talked to says the same thing. It's like, I know that you're meant to have a partner. I know that you're not meant to spend this lifetime alone. And I feel that too, right? Like I feel that deeply rooted in me. And yet there are no guarantees, right? There's no way that I can sit there and say, I'm going to put a Band-Aid on this and this is going to happen. Or, you know, and there've been many times when I could have been married. So it's like, obviously I'm waiting for something that actually feels right. And not just to fill a space or fill the hole. Right. And so, you know, it's one of those things that it's about stepping back. It's about really relaxing into it and getting comfortable with that unknown. Getting comfortable in that feeling of not knowing and not feeling safe, right? You know, many times when we hold on too tightly, we block the energy. So, you know, if you're holding on tightly to something, you know, to an outcome, to a person, you know, to whatever you're wanting to happen, what ends up happening, and, you know, I get a picture of this as I describe it to you, but it's literally like you squash or kibosh the energy. And so you've got to, for lack of a better way to put it, you've got to let the energy breathe, right? You've got to let go so that the energy can actually expand. And so that what's coming to you can show up. And knowing, you know, I always kind of set the intention, I've said this before on the show, you know, may this or something greater occur. And so, you know, many times when we go to attach to something, there's something actually better that the universe has in mind for us. And so it's about returning to ourselves and then knowing that if it's in your highest good, it will happen. And if it's not in your highest good, that there's something better coming. So, you know, many times what you can do if you find yourself not trusting is see that coming out of your body, you know, just like what I do in the energy clearings, and breathe in trust, refocus yourself on trust. And also a really, you know, I haven't really said this exercise before, but it's actually a really good exercise where write down some of the places where you maybe were attached to an outcome or you were attached to something happening. And then write down, you know, when that didn't happen and something better happened, write that down. And note that so that you can see, wait a minute, like I had this idea and the universe had a different idea. And those two things maybe didn't overlap, but the universe brought me something more amazing. So we're going to take a quick break here. You are listening to Truth Talk and I'm your host, Deb Acker. When we return, we're going to explore more on this topic. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
Do you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA Psychic, invites you on this journey for this live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com.
Powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit thelightedones.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
Welcome back to Truth Talk. I am your host, Deb Acker. And on today's show, we're talking about really the universal energies that are coming up, really having to do with struggling and, you know, and all the challenges that we've been facing, right? And really what we can do about it. And I do want to invite, I meant to do this sooner, but I do want to invite anyone who's listening, if you have questions, you know, if there's anything that I've said thus far, if you have any questions or you'd like some coaching support, you can call in the next, before we go into the energy clearing. So if you have any questions, the number to call in is 800-930-2819. So it's 800-930-2819. And so, you know, before the break, we were talking about this whole concept of blind faith, right? And you know, I was talking about one of my old clients' daughters and the struggle she's having, you know, where she's met her soulmate, and yet the timing is off. And what to do with that, right? Should she wait? Should she, you know, what to do with it? And the thing is one of the, you know, one of the ways that we get clarity, so many of us are programmed to go into our minds and to look at what's logical when we make our choices, right? So we're, you know, when you're trying to decide on something, many times you weigh out the pros and the cons, or you just look at like, oh, well, this job's going to make me more money, so this is the job I'm going to take. And I want to encourage you, you know, part of what's being beckoned towards right now, I want to encourage you to really start to open to your heart. Your heart holds the truth, right? So, you know, when you're looking at something and you're looking at doing something, moving towards something, when you're looking at waiting for someone, only you have the clarity and have the answer to that. So it's, first of all, it's important, you know, many times when we're looking to get that clarity, it's important to identify what your motives are, okay? And when I say motives, it's really kind of around your patterns. So say, for instance, you know, with my old client's daughter, let's call her Joanne just because that'll make it easier for this example. That's not her name, but let's call her Joanne. I don't believe that's her name, at least. And so, you know, with Joanne and knowing when to wait, say Joanne has a pattern of attachment, right? Or holding on too tightly. She might not, you know, she might think, she might, you know, if she does a check-in, she might actually get an answer that she should wait, right? You know, and so it's important to identify what your patterns are when you're looking at making a decision that's true for you. Because many times our patterns, and then the best we can do in any single moment until we've cleared those patterns and we can see ourselves more clearly and take further steps, right? But when you can start to clear out that pattern, say that pattern of attachment, you can really start to identify, why am I wanting to wait? Is wanting to wait, you know, is wanting to wait my true self, and is that my truth, and is just that's in my heart? Or is wanting to wait because I'm scared that there's someone that I'm not going to meet anyone else? Right? And so it's just really, really important to start to identify those places within us where we, you know, when we make those decisions. So you move from your mind to your heart. And one good way that you can really own your heart and honor your heart is just to place your hand on your heart space and just to breathe into your heart. And so literally, you know, you place your hand on your heart and you literally take some deep breaths, inhaling, and you just allow your heart to expand, and then you exhale. And if you do that several times, what you will find is you'll feel like more open. You'll feel more in your truth. And that's the truth of the matter. And especially too, like if you're trying to make a decision and you find yourself just like kind of doing what's logical, it's a great exercise to do before you make any decisions, right? And then recheck in and see, okay, wait, is this really true for me? Or is this, am I just doing this because on paper, it or this person looks good? I remember years ago, I was, when I was dating, I had the pattern, it's a really common pattern, that, you know, of looking at the way the person looks good on paper, right? And someone looking good on paper and someone actually being, you know, aligned for your heart or, you know, like a good, you know, soul partner, those are two different things. And so it's important, you know, part of what we're being beckoned towards right now is connection. And so there are so many ways that we've shut ourselves down. You know, most people on the planet, and this was a huge part of my journey as well, we don't know how to relate. You know, we go in, we'll look at, you know, we kind of push through things. We end up not actually connecting to another. And we're kind of, instead of actually sharing what's on our insides and saying, okay, like this is what's up for me. Instead, we kind of just push outward. And when I say push outward, many times we're used to, you know, defending ourselves, right? Or feeling defensive. One of my family members, you know, I was offering him help. And instead of him, accepting the help, you know, it's like he kind of went into this like, no, I know everything. I've got this. I'm good. And the thing is like when help is offered to us, we have the opportunity, or when someone is giving us help or advice. And I do not, you know, recently I've seen, especially with coaches, and this is a pattern that's been showing up around people with me, like on my social media and stuff, where coaches I know will coach me on my page, and I'm literally connecting and relating and sharing something from a vulnerable space, and then they'll go in and try to coach me. I do not recommend that. If you are one of those people who kind of just starts coaching someone without permission, I'd invite you to take a look at that. I know I've had moments where I've done that too. I'm not sitting here, you know, no one's perfect, but just take a look at that. And it's really, really important to ask, you know, if you're doing that, to ask for permission before you do that. I know we all want to help. I know we have the best of intentions, but it is definitely so important, that you ask for permission before you do that. So, I digress, but an important piece of this whole thing and really, you know, so many of us have these walls up. And so as we're looking at connecting, as we're looking at relating, it's really important, instead of just pushing outward, or, you know, especially too, you know, with all the things that are going on in the world right now, there has a tendency, you know, for people to kind of go into fighting and not really staying open to other people's perspectives and kind of just wanting to prove themselves right. Those are good examples of what relating doesn't look like. So, you know, when you're looking to connect with someone, and even if they have a difference of opinion, it's important from a genuine, honest place to understand, to say like, hey, help me understand that. I want to understand what's going on for you. I want to understand like why, you know, what you know that I don't know. And actually to practice opening your body and practice staying open. And then, you know, again, seeing them, because it's like we each are beings, right? And we each have hearts, and we are each just doing the best that we can in any single moment until we can do better. And so it is so important to see someone from their heart, right? To relate to them from their heart. You know, they're just doing the best that they can. They don't mean any harm. You know, if they're in a space, in their own space of where they are on their journey, you know, it may feel ignorant to you, but it, you know, they're just doing the best they can. They're doing the best they can until they can do better, until they can know better. And so, you know, I just would invite you, you know, as you're connecting with other beings, to stay open, right? To stay open to help, to stay open to someone else's perspective, knowing that, you know, maybe there's something in there for you. And maybe there's a reason why they're showing up for you that way, right? And, you know, maybe it's an opportunity for you to stand in your truth. Maybe for it's an opportunity for you to practice receiving. And it's just important that whatever that is, for you to look at that, for you to practice that, for you to acknowledge that. And so, you know, we're talking about the struggle and the things that we're going through today. And I want to just talk about some tools that you can use to start to, you know, I've mentioned several already on in this episode, but I want to just talk about some more tools that you can use before we go into the energy clearing. I want to just talk about some more tools that we can use to really embody and to step into this energy and to allow ourselves to use these struggles to really step into the place of knowing that these struggles are for our highest good, for our highest selves, that these are really leading us to more of our true selves, right? They're peeling back these layers of who we truly aren't and the ways that we stay safe to pretend, you know, that we've got everything under control, that to pretend that we've got it all together. You know, the truth of the matter is that, you know, all of, like, we're all just on the journey, right? And I know it's so common, and especially common in the coaching world and the way a lot of coaches market, where it's like not, you know, not, like basically being like, my life's perfect, I've got it all together, and if you come with me, I'll help you have it all together, right? There's all these ways in our life, and that's a defense, right? That's a way that we show up, because the truth is we're perfectly imperfect. And being able to own that and being able to own that you don't, you know, that your life isn't perfect, that you don't have it all together. I feel like it's like as we step into these places and we own them and we're no longer ashamed of them, it's like you no longer have anything to hide, right? You no longer have to worry. It's like, oh, somebody's going to find this out about me. And if they find this out about me, I'm going to be ashamed or I'm going to be devastated. And just being able to step into that and knowing that your path, even if it doesn't feel like it right now, and I say this to you and I say this to myself too, knowing that your path is perfect the way that it is. So one of the first tools that I want to talk about is around faith. Right? You know, as I've been going through this process and in this process of just sort of, like I said, everything kind of falling apart, what I've been called to step into has really been all around faith and really around trusting in a divine plan. And maybe the divine plan isn't the plan that I have, but trusting that the plan is the plan, right? And trusting that there's something bigger, something greater that's there, and that, you know, that when something's meant to happen, it will happen, right? And so I would invite you, like, in where you are in your journey, to call on faith, right? You know, I had, you know, the moment last week around, you know, the hurt and pain around, you know, being single and that feeling around it, you know, that brought me to my knees, truthfully. And it was one of those things where, you know, I had a place with my guides where I was like, you guys, I'm like, I've always felt like they've had my back. I feel like surrounded by them. I've got so many guides in my life. And I felt like, I was like, you guys have let me down. Like, you know, I had that moment where, you know, where I would, like I said, I was brought to my knees. And it's one of those things, you know, where like, you know, I just allowed myself to cry and I allowed myself to feel what was up for me and to feel that fear and to feel that shame and just to feel just how devastated I was, right? And then I started to, you know, try to find, I always find like I'm a glass half full type girl. So I was trying to find just that place where, what is the bright side of this? What is this meant to show me? And I know within myself, like I couldn't tell, you know, it was interesting because it was one of those things where I'm like, you know, in this coaching session, there was one time where she's usually really accurate, but there was one time where she read something completely wrong. And I knew my guides were like calling me because they're like, you know, this is about you. Like, you need to make this decision. This isn't about asking someone for help or asking someone for guidance. Like, you know, this is you. You are running your life. You are running your business. Like, you need to make this decision. And so she read it completely wrong so that I could learn, like, wait a minute, I got to trust myself. I've got to, you know, I've got to, I'm running the show, not anyone else. And so it was really, I still don't have clarity around it, truthfully, but it was one of those things where I'm like, is this another opportunity for me to trust myself and to trust what I know over someone else's, which yes, it could be, or is she reading it right? Or both, right? You know? And so it doesn't have to be an either or. And so it's just kind of one of those things where, I don't have the clarity with it. Like, right. I just had to sit with it. And so another tool that, you know, I want to mention, and I've talked about a little bit on the show already, is we've got to be able to just sit with it. You're so used to covering it up. We're so used to running away. We're so used to taking action. And, you know, one of the tools I mentioned on the blog, that I wrote was all around not knowing and not needing to know. And that's an important thing to say out loud. I don't know, and I don't need to know. It's a really important key into, you know, a bigger tool of surrender, right? And so surrendering, you know, it's like people talk about surrender, and it's kind of more, it says it's definitely more of a spatial term. And so, you know, it's really though about like letting go, not trying to fill the space with like trying to read the energy or filling the space with doing, or, you know, or defending yourself or not being able to accept help or putting yourself down. None of that, right? It's literally like, can I sit in the stillness? Can I sit in the space and let what is meant to come, right? Can I sit in the discomfort? I mean, that's a huge part of surrender, because so many times we're just not wired as human beings. We are really wired, truthfully speaking, but we think we're not wired to be in discomfort, right? We think we're not wired to be in pain. But the truth of the matter is, as you start to peel back, you realize just how equipped we are to owning all pieces of ourselves, to being in that space of really being able to, own our pain and sit with it and be in that discomfort, knowing that we came here for the joy, but knowing that, you know, as I've talked about before, it's all joy in disguise. And I talk a little bit more, there was a question in my Living in Your Truth Facebook group about a week ago that I addressed around, you know, how it's all joy in disguise. So, you know, if you feel called, I definitely invite you to go there. And so with that, I want to go ahead and finish with an energy clearing. For those of you guys who are new to my energy clearing, we're going to bring light all the way through the body. And I walk you through all of this step by step, but we're going to bring light all the way through the body. And I always say the light is the truth of who we are, and it's the truth of who we came here to be. And from what I've seen, it's the quickest way for us to shift, transform, and change. And then we're going to expand that light out 5 feet, 10 feet, all the way out to the entire universe. And that's really just the return to us being infinite beings in a body. It's the return to infinite possibilities. And it's really the return to being expansive, infinite beings. And then from there, I might say something like everywhere you're trying to feel safe, right? Everywhere you're protecting yourself. And you want to just see that coming out of your body. And I'll give you a positive alternative to breathe in, like truth, like light, like love. And so with that, go ahead and close your eyes. And obviously, if you are operating heavy machinery or you are driving, do not close your eyes. But for everybody else, just closing your eyes and just taking a nice deep breath, just breathing in through your nose, filling your belly and the sides of the body, the chest and the legs with air, and just exhaling out. And again, just breathing in through your nose and filling your belly and the sides of the body, the chest and the legs with air. Just exhaling out. And just connecting to the light that's 300 feet above your head. And we naturally do this when we pray. So just see, sense, or feel that light. And just beginning to allow this liquid light to come down in good through your forehead, down past your eyes, down past your nose and your ears, down past your mouth and into your throat, down across your shoulders, good, down into your heart, down into your solar plexus, really filling that place where your power, we're all powerful, but filling that place where your power lies, moving that liquid light down into your stomach and into your hips, just to allow you to ground, stand in, and create the truth of who you are and the truth of who you are meant to be. And moving that liquid light down into your legs and out through your feet. And just connecting into the center of the earth, the center of the earth that feels like mother's love. It's all ooey and gooey and warm and nurturing. And just bringing that liquid light back up through your feet, up through your legs, up through your torso, and up through your face. And one more time, just seeing like a liquid ray of light, a liquid beam of light, and even a liquid hose of light, just covering every crevice of your face. Good. Coming down your neck and across your shoulders, down into your torso, down your hips, down your legs, and out through your feet. And back up through your feet, up through your legs, up through your torso, and up through your face. And just feeling your body filled with light, filled with golden, delicious, yummy light. And just allowing this light to expand from above and below, expanding that from your heart. And see that light covering the entire room that you're in. Just allowing your body just to open, expand, and breathe. Good. And open, expanding, and breathing. And expanding that light into the entire building that you're in, wherever you are. Again, just open, expanding, and breathing. And open, expanding, and breathing. And expanding out into the entire city you're in, wherever you are located. Again, just open, expanding, and breathing. Just open, expanding, and breathing. And expanding that out into the entire state or country you're in. Again, wherever you are. Just open, expanding, and breathing. Good. And just open, expanding, and breathing. And expanding that across the entire continent that you're on. Again, wherever you are located, just open, expanding, and breathing. And open, expanding, and breathing. And out past the entire world, past all the countries, past all the continents, just super, super, super big. And just open, expanding, and breathing. And open, expanding, and breathing. And just out past the entire universe, past all the planets, past all the galaxies, past all the stars, just open, expanding, and breathing. And open, expanding, and breathing. And everywhere you're ashamed of something within you, everywhere you're ashamed of yourself, everywhere you're ashamed of a piece of you, just exhaling that out of your body and just breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love, and breathing in self-love. Breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love, and breathing in self-love. Breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love, and breathing in self-love. And everywhere you're not owning your challenges, right? You're not leaning into the things. Everywhere you're not trusting that that exactly what's meant to happen is supposed to happen. Everywhere you're not using your challenges to heal you. Everywhere you're not surrendering and not able to surrender. And everywhere you're not letting go. You're trying to control the outcome. Trying to attach too much to the outcome. Just exhaling that out of your body. Just breathing in truth. Breathing in light. And breathing in love. And again, breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love. Breathing in truth, breathing in light, and breathing in love. And breathing in trust. And everywhere you're trying to protect yourself, right? Everywhere you're trying to keep yourself safe. Everywhere you're trying to just hold on so tightly. Everywhere you're trying to defend yourself. And again, everywhere you're not trusting. You're not fully and completely trusting. Just exhaling that out of your mouth and just breathing out truth, breathing out light, breathing out wholeness, breathing in trust. So breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in wholeness, breathing in trust. Breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in wholeness, breathing in trusting. And breathing in that you are safe exactly as you are, that you are always protected. So just breathing in that you are safe and always protected. And everywhere you don't love all pieces of yourself, so everywhere you don't love, truly love all pieces of yourself, just exhaling that out of your body and just breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love, and breathing in self-love. Breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love, and breathing in self-love. And breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love, and breathing in self-love. And just slowly bringing your energy back into your body. Slowly feeling your feet nice and flat on the floor. Feeling your body wherever you are sitting. And just taking a nice deep inhale and exhale. One more time, just taking a nice deep inhale and exhale. And with that, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Truth Talk. I always love hearing from my audience. If you have a comment on the show or like to introduce yourself, you can send me a note on the contact page of my website at deborahacker.com. And there you can also sign up for my free Living in Your Truth guide, which is chocked full. It's a 13-month guide. It's 12 months plus a bonus month of one tool per month that you can use to move and live in more truth, to move through all the things, you know, that are currently in your field. And make sure to tune in 2 weeks as I will be talking with Mind Valley teacher Marissa Peer about being enough. In the meantime, I hope you have a great week, and I look forward to talking with you next time.
Thank you for listening to Truth Talk Radio with your host, Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio every Wednesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the truth of who you are and who you came here to be. Each week, Deb interviews an inspiring guest and illuminates the truth to a wide range of topics, including love, life, purpose, career, consciousness, and abundance. Welcome to the world of infinite possibilities. For more information about Deb, including how to contact or work with her, visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com. Look forward to seeing you next week for more Truth Talk Radio.